All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring QHHT.
Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique.
That's right. We're taking a deep dive into Naomi's work.
Oh, yeah. Her YouTube channel, Hypno Vibes.
Got it.
She's got some amazing client sessions there.
She really does.
We're focusing on one with Kim.
It's a wild one.
It really is. It's all about spirituality, past lives.
And that malleable nature of reality.
Exactly. Okay. So Naomi's approach is fascinating.
I agree.
She uses QHHT.
Okay.
She guides clients through dimensions, timelines.
Whoa.
Helping them discover their true selves, you know.
Right.
And their life purpose.
It's a journey.
It is.
And this session with Kim really highlights all of that.
It does.
Okay, so Kim's session.
Yeah.
It starts with a trip.
A journey.
To a distant planet.
55,000 light years from Earth.
I know, crazy, right?
Octobia.
Octobia, that's the one.
Yeah.
So past life regression, that's key in QHHT, right?
You're right. It allows people to access memories.
From their past lives.
Yeah, exactly. Experiences from previous incarnations.
And in this case, it's taking Kim to Octobia.
Yeah, to this otherworldly setting.
Right. And through these experiences, deeper insights into her current life can come out.
Exactly.
I mean, it's wild how vivid her descriptions are.
It is.
She talks about this landscape, mountains.
Cacti.
A gravel road. And even a brown dog.
Named George.
Who acts as her guide.
That's cool.
I know, it's like straight out of a sci-fi novel.
It is.
Now, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't just observe this world.
No.
She undergoes a physical transformation.
Yeah.
She describes her body becoming red and scaly.
Antennas, multiple arms.
Three toes that look like claws.
Wow.
Like, she basically becomes an ant-like creature.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
I mean, do you see clients experiencing such drastic shifts in their perception of reality during QHHT often?
You know, it's not uncommon for clients to experience their surroundings differently.
Really?
During deep trance states, yeah.
Huh. It really speaks to the power of the subconscious mind. To create and experience a whole array of realities.
Exactly. And that's where the malleable reality comes in.
Okay, so it's not just remembering past lives. It's experiencing them in a real, visceral way.
Yeah.
And on Octobia, Kim has this realization.
With a being named Ragnarok?
Ragnarok, okay.
Soulmate.
From a past life.
Yeah, and they realize the secret to existence.
Okay, what is it?
It's simply creating something that we want to experience.
Wow, so like the universe is a giant canvas, and we have the power to paint our own reality.
You got it.
So we can just will anything we want into existence?
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Okay.
QHHT suggests that our beliefs and intentions, they play a role in shaping our reality.
Okay.
But it's complex.
Yeah.
It's this interplay between our desires, our subconscious programming, and these broader forces in the universe.
So it's more than just positive thinking.
Exactly.
What stands out about this interaction with Ragnar to you?
Well, their encounter really highlights the whole concept of soulmates.
Right.
And the connections we carry.
Across lifetimes.
Exactly.
Like our souls have a history.
Yes.
Beyond what we currently understand.
Yes.
It's a nice thought.
It is.
But after this realization on Octobia, the session shifts a bit.
Yeah.
Kim starts talking about these challenges she faces here on Earth.
Right.
You know, feelings of disconnection from the source.
Fear, worry.
All of that. Why this shift?
Well, QHHT, it's not just about these fantastical realms or past lives.
Right.
It's also about gaining insights into our current life challenges.
I see.
Finding ways to heal and grow.
So her experience on Earth, with all its complexities, is just as important.
Exactly.
So even though she has this realization about the power of creation, she's still struggling.
Yeah.
It seems like a disconnect.
Well, the human experience is full of paradoxes. Yeah. We often hold both immense power and deep vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Kim's anxieties about her son Mars.
Yeah.
And her finances, they're reminders that even when we have access to these spiritual truths, we still grapple with being human.
You've mentioned trusting the flow of life earlier.
Yeah.
But how can we reconcile that with the need to take action?
It's not about passive resignation.
Okay.
It's about cultivating a deep trust.
Trust.
That the universe is supporting us.
Even when things are tough.
Even amidst uncertainty.
Okay.
It doesn't negate the need for action.
Right.
But it allows us to approach our challenges with more clarity, inner peace.
Balance between trusting in a higher power.
Yes.
And taking responsibility.
Absolutely.
Kim mentions waking up between 3 and 4 a.m.
Yeah.
With pain in her hands.
Pain in her hands.
What do you think?
This is a great example of how unexpressed emotions and creative blocks can manifest physically.
Okay.
Our bodies communicate messages.
Makes you wonder how many physical ailments are rooted in something deeper.
Right. It's a perspective worth considering.
Yeah. And in Kim's case, it seems her creative potential needs to be unleashed.
Yes.
It's a good thing Kim's not alone on this journey.
No.
She feels the presence of her guides, her soul family.
Even extraterrestrial beings.
Offering guidance and support, like a cosmic cheerleading squad.
Right.
Does everyone have access to that?
Absolutely. Right. We all have guides and spiritual helpers available.
Whether we're aware of them or not.
Yes.
How does they communicate?
Intuition. Dreams,
okay.
Synchronicities, sometimes even direct messages.
It's reassuring, like we're never truly alone.
Exactly. We're part of this web of consciousness. There's always support available.
During the session, Kim experiences energetic healing.
Yes.
She creates a healing space with a lotus flower.
And a guide named Sarah.
Who helps her release fear and distrust. Can you explain this?
Yeah. QHHT, it lets individuals access these deep levels of their subconscious.
Okay.
Where limiting beliefs and emotional blockages are held.
So Kim's subconscious mind created this scenario with the lotus flower and the guide to facilitate healing.
Exactly.
Where she's tapping into her own inner wisdom.
Yes.
To overcome these challenges.
That's exactly it. QHHT empowers people to connect with their own inner healer.
Wow.
And access that transformative power within.
This session is already so insightful.
It is.
You've covered past lives.
The nature of reality.
Fears. Trusting intuition. Even energetic healing.
It's a lot.
It is.
We've unpacked a lot in this first part.
What can listeners expect in part two?
Well, in part two, we'll delve deeper into the ego.
Okay.
Intuition, the role of challenges, and forgiveness.
Okay.
We'll explore how Kim's analytical mind and Naomi's intuition create a powerful synergy.
Sounds like we have much more to discover.
We do. Welcome back to our deep dive.
So in that last part, we talked about Kim's fears, about Mars, and financial stability.
Right.
Makes you think, how much do our thoughts really shape our reality?
Such a key question. And that's where the ego comes in.
Okay.
In the session, Kim's higher self suggests those fears stem from the ego's limited perspective.
So the ego, that inner voice, the doubts.
Exactly. It's that part of us focused on lack.
Right. Separation, survival.
Yeah. Makes us believe we're alone. Gotta struggle.
Even when we're surrounded by abundance.
Exactly.
Makes sense. That scarcity feeling.
Yeah.
Kim's higher self emphasizes trusting the flow of life.
It's a message we all need.
Especially when those worries creep in.
Absolutely. Trust is huge here.
Yeah.
Kim's higher self tells her to relax.
Okay.
Embrace the moment. Trust the universe is supporting her.
Not easy, though.
It's not.
Surrendering control is tough.
It is.
Especially with real world problems like financial insecurity.
It's not about being passive, though.
Right.
It's about shifting our perspective.
Hopa.
Those worries and fears, they come from the ego's limited view.
Right.
We quiet the ego, connect with our higher self.
Yeah.
We can access a deeper wisdom.
So trusting that even when things are uncertain, there's a bigger picture we might not grasp.
It is.
And from that trust, we can take action.
From a grounded and empowered space.
Not just reacting to fear.
Responding to a deeper knowing.
It's a big shift in thinking.
It is.
It's about knowing we're not alone in this.
Right.
Kim's session highlights that with her soul, family, and guides.
The ego wants us to believe we're alone.
Right.
But QHHT and so many teachings show we're part of something bigger.
Like we're all threads in the same tapestry.
Exactly.
Unique but woven together.
And when we see that, fear dissolves.
It does.
We realize we're never alone.
We have that support.
From the unseen realms. Our soul families, the universe itself.
A cosmic team.
That's it.
But in the session, we see Kim struggling with trusting her intuition.
Yes.
What advice does her higher self give?
Trust yourself.
Simple as that.
Kim's higher self says she's getting guidance. She doubts it.
Our mind's always overanalyzing.
Exactly. It blocks us from trusting our gut.
We second guess ourselves out of our own wisdom.
That's it.
So mindfulness, quieting the mind.
Yes, create space for stillness.
Yeah.
We can hear our intuition better.
Tuning out the chatter, tuning into the knowing.
Exactly.
But how do we know it's intuition, not wishful thinking?
It takes discernment.
Right.
Intuition feels calm, expansive, aligned with our highest good.
Right.
It's a knowing beyond logic and reason.
Okay.
If it creates fear, separation, that's likely the ego.
Voice of fear versus voice of love.
Yeah.
Interesting part of this session, the idea that we chose this earthly experience
right.
with all its challenges.
Yeah.
Why would we do that?
From a soul perspective, there's a purpose.
Okay.
Before we incarnated,
yeah.
we agreed to experience contrast.
To learn and grow through it.
Yeah, like a soul growth course.
Wow.
Intense lessons.
So not avoiding challenges, but embracing them.
As opportunities.
To learn and grow.
Exactly.
Any insight into navigating these challenges better.
Acceptance, forgiveness, love.
Oh, cool. And grudges, resisting what is.
Yeah.
Creates more suffering.
So releasing those energies.
And choosing love.
Even when it's hard.
It's not condoning harmful actions.
Right.
It's about understanding we're all on a journey.
We all make mistakes.
We all have capacity for growth.
Forgiveness isn't letting someone off the hook.
It's freeing ourselves from the burden.
From the resentment and pain.
Exactly.
So seeing even those who hurt us as souls on their own paths.
Learning their own lessons.
We're all connected.
We are.
And mistakes can be opportunities.
Oh, growth.
And from that understanding, compassion.
We can heal.
Yeah.
And help heal the world.
So much insight here.
There is.
Ego, intuition, challenges, forgiveness.
Big stuff.
In part three, we'll explore healing.
Transformation.
Power of collaboration.
Especially between Kim's analytical mind and Naomi's intuition.
Sounds like we have much more to uncover.
We do.
About the potential within each of us. We're back, wrapping up our deep dive into Kim's QHHT session.
It's been quite a journey. It has. You know, one thing that really stuck with me?
Yeah.
Was Kim's experience with the energetic healing in the session.
Oh, yeah.
She created this healing space with a lotus flower.
And the guide, Sarah.
Right. Helped her release fear and distrust.
Powerful stuff.
So powerful. Her subconscious mind created this whole scenario.
With the lotus flower and Sarah to help her heal.
That's incredible.
The subconscious often communicates through symbols and imagery.
And the lotus flower?
Represents purity, enlightenment.
Rising above challenges.
The perfect symbol for Kim's journey.
And Sarah, the guide.
Likely symbolizes a higher aspect of Kim herself.
Offering guidance.
Support. A reminder that we all have inner wisdom.
It's like an inner cheerleader.
Always there to guide us.
This healing process.
It involves connecting with that wisdom.
And releasing negative energy.
Embracing forgiveness.
Forgiveness can be tough.
It can.
Especially when we've been hurt.
It's easy to hold on to resentment.
How does Kim's session approach forgiveness?
Well, it emphasizes that forgiveness isn't condoning actions.
Right.
It's about freeing ourselves.
Okay.
From the burden of resentment and pain.
So not about the other person, but about us?
It's self-love.
Allows us to move forward.
With clarity and peace.
Not letting go of what happened, but letting go of the negativity.
Exactly. Forgiveness is transformative.
Breaking free from the past.
Creating a better future.
We learned that Kim and Naomi are meant to work together.
To share this knowledge.
What makes their collaboration so powerful?
It's a beautiful blend of perspectives and strengths.
Okay.
Kim's analytical mind
yeah.
helps make these spiritual concepts accessible.
Right.
While Naomi's intuition guides others through those experiences.
Like they each have a piece of the puzzle.
Creating a complete picture.
We all have unique gifts.
When we come together.
With shared purpose.
We can create positive change.
As we wrap up.
Yeah.
What are the key takeaways?
Well, I hope listeners remember their own power
right.
to embrace their potential,
yeah.
trust the universe.
Kim's experience offers so much hope.
It does.
Even with challenges, we can heal, grow.
Create a more fulfilling life.
If listeners want to learn more.
About expanding consciousness.
Yeah.
Check out Naomi's book series.
The Next Level.
On Amazon, great resource.
Thanks for guiding us through this.
My pleasure.
It's been enlightening.
Remember, life's a wild ride.
It is.
But enjoy the journey.
Great reminder. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
See you next time.